one thing that I learned is that if you don't get involved, then people tell you what to do. And this community has a history of that. Everybody comes to the hood to tell us what to do. That's why we have a lot of resentment out here. My name is Raul Reyes. I live in West Dallas, Los Altos neighborhood. I am current chair of the neighborhood association here. I'm 47 years old, father of three, and been living in West Dallas all my life. It's been challenging to deal with the issues of gentrification and all that, to get everybody at the table because everybody is ready to fight. This is predominantly a black and brown neighborhood. Started out black, demographic will shift to brown. That's gonna create issues, right? That's been part of a lot of my work, is just to make sure that we all good, you know? It's about getting people to sit down and have a dialogue. West Dallas One has been that organization that now has wins, right? We've stopped certain economic or development projects that weren't fair to us. You know, we're dealing with this 400-foot tower that's being proposed over at Trinity Groves. How is it fair to us? You know, you're going to build a tower that you say is going to provide employment, but when you talk about who you're building it for, you know, you're building it for a Fortune 500 company. How many of those cubicles are my neighbors going to have in there? Half of us have a high school diploma. And that's not to speak bad about my neighbors. It's just who we are. How many Fortune 500 companies hire people with high school diplomas, right? You're not building that for us. My son is the future of this community. And then he points that out all the time. He said, Daddy, we shouldn't be the exception. We should be the rule. Everything that's going, that we've doing, everybody else should be doing it here. So when the future says that, right? Saying, hey, man, you got to take care of the hood now. You got to make sure that everybody has a chance. That's what the future is saying to me. Then guess what? That's what we got to do. My boy, you know, the oldest of all the grandchildren, he's a black man. And he has to walk out of that gate every day. And, you know, he's done everything right. Everything. Went to school, valedictorian, SMU, full ride on academic, and now he's in law school. He's done everything right. Yet, I gotta text him every other hour. Hey man, you good? So, that to me is where I feel where America has failed me. I'm proud to be an American, but yeah, it comes with a little hurt though. That's just truth. At the end of the day, I have a spirit that keeps me fighting. And I guess the America that I'm fighting for is the one that my hood represents, right? Opportunity.